This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. This is Houston's sports leader, Sports Radio 610.
All right, let's play some irresponsible rumors. You ready for this?
Yeah, man.
Irresponsible rumors. You tell me how much you you put into this. Todd McShay says he's expecting the Colts and Texans to get into a bidding war to trade up with the Bears at number one overall. Is that an irresponsible rumor, or is that really going to happen? This makes me sick to think about, by
the way. It does. Boy, that's a tough one, because you got to respect McShay, but I don't know how plugged in he might be with these front offices.
Well, I mean, a lot of it's assuming.
Yeah, I think it's more assumption. I'm going to say yes. That's an irresponsible
rumor. Irresponsible rumors.
Yeah.
Former Buccaneers defensive tackle Warren Sapp said this. Go ahead and hit irresponsible rumor. I'll say what he said.
Irresponsible rumors. Yeah.
Warren Sapp said he's heard, quote, word out of Chicago that the Bears are looking to package up Justin Fields and select Bryce Young.
What are you doing here? I mean, they've invested so much time and effort into getting him to a certain level that it looks like he's going to get to a higher level. And then you trade him? I mean,
would it be the craziest thing, though?
No, if you think Bryce Young is Trevor Lawrence,
or
you
I think it kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Or like Stroud. I mean, he didn't throw well. I know he was dynamic. I know a lot of people on the fantasy team
liked
better, having
though.
Justin. Did he?
A little bit.
Yeah. He got all right.
Yeah, a little bit.
I mean, there was some dynamic, and there weren't very many weapons, but Warren Sapp says he has heard word in Chicago.
I'm going to say irresponsible.
Irresponsible dadgum rumors.
Sean Payton could go back to Fox or end up in Arizona. Sean Payton going back to Fox, valid or irresponsible rumor?
No, that's valid. I think it's his fallback plan right now, and he's trying to play everybody he can up until the last minute to try to get a job if he wants it.
Does Fox even care about the product anymore? Like, Sean Payton just has a lifetime contract despite being terrible in that studio.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get rid of Greg Olsen for Tom Brady. I don't think Brady's going to be as good as Greg Olsen. I think Greg Olsen does a fantastic job. I'm glad he's going to get to showcase his skills in the Super Bowl. What are we doing, Fox? Just going for the names?
I think
so.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah. They're,
Tom Brady, come on down.
Keep in mind, Fox is originally and I think still owned by kings of the tabloid headlines. They're all about that headliner and getting heads to turn, and that looks like what they're going to be doing with Tom Brady.
Boy, Tony Romo.
Awful.
C.J. Stroud is reportedly the apple of the Carolina Panthers' eye at the moment. The Panthers currently hold the 9th overall pick in the NFL draft. The apple to the eye of the Carolina Panthers before the draft process even starts.
At the moment, he said. At the moment. Well, that's leaving a pretty gaping hole there to maybe jump through if he doesn't end up being that way. Totally irresponsible.
Irresponsible dadgum rumors.
Rob Gronkowski.
Irresponsible rumor.
Rob Gronkowski returning to football in 2023 is a possibility per Rick Stroud.
Irresponsible
rumors. Yeah.
Why?
Maybe he's bored. Maybe he wants to play.
Yeah, he's doing
maybe his
stuff.
Body feels great.
Well,
he's been staying
not for
in
long.
Shape.
Not for long. Got the USAA money.
What a great ad campaign, by the way.
He's got that USAA money.
You know what Rob Gronkowski makes me want to do whenever he does that USAA thing?
Join the service.
No.
What?
Go lie about and get a military discount.
A I think they find that out. I think they have some things, systems in place.
You think there's any, like, there's got to be. Mm-hmm. Because there's got to be some veterans who are offended by the Rob Gronkowski commercial. There's got to be some out there.
He never was.
He
in
didn't
the
serve.
Oh,
why the hell would he think he gets USAA? This is ridiculous and disrespectful to the troops.
Yeah.
There's got to be, like, at least someone.
I think a lot of someones. I think a lot of someones would be would be mad about that.
The Packers, quote, prefer to move on from quarterback Aaron Rodgers per Adam Schefter.
Duh.
Yeah, this is 100. They drafted his replacement 2 years ago.
Yeah. So and he's saying he's getting traded.
Yeah, I think it's a given that he's gone.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the final potential irresponsible dadgum rumor. Jason LaCanfora says, what does this mean? Many people believe Derek Carr is, quote, the best the Jets can do this offseason. What does that mean?
Who are these people? And he's not. Aaron Rodgers.
Irresponsible rumor.
Rodgers is on the market. I mean,
does that mean?
Looking for something.
Like, the thing about it is, like, you don't, like, when you're doing journalism right, you don't need to give your source out.
Mm-hmm.
But some of these guys, like, who are you talking to? Like, are you talking to the equipment manager?
Honestly,
D'Amico Ryans doesn't want the Texans job. Where are we? Who's saying that?
Come on.
It damn sure ain't D'Amico.
Yeah, it wasn't D'Amico's camp.
Well, we could ask D'Amico about it on when we talk to him at the press conference. Yeah. We'll probably get to talk to him like we did Lovey last year, I would assume and hope.
No.
Like, there's no way that D'Amico Ryans or anyone, that he's going to say he didn't want the job.
Of course not. I mean, of course not.
Like, some of this stuff, it just, it comes out.
Even the Warren Sapp stuff. I mean, is he working the lines? I mean, or was he just hanging out with someone who's in the game, maybe even on the team, and saying, yeah, man, I agree with you. Okay, let's go with that.
Going around the NFL here on In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. This was a Josina Anderson tweet last Friday. This is a real tweet, okay?
I am aware.
Let me cut the music so you can hear.
Yeah.
So, with D'Amico Ryans, comma, as mentioned before, W/T, Texans and now with Denver.
With the.
Comma, what he has to discern, parentheses, as I'm told he's heard from some confidants, is if the timing and either situation truly align, WI/him, is it better to wait on an executive I hear he'd like to work with, comma, or pick now?
You know the first thing I thought of when I saw that?
What was that?
Editors hated her. Oh, I'm editing Josina's column? Oh, come on, give it to Billy.
No, but what does this mean? Like, even on the surface, what does this mean?
It doesn't make any sense.
So with D'Amico Ryans, as mentioned before, with the Texans and now with Denver, what he has to discern, as I'm told he's heard from his confidants, is if the timing in either situation truly align with him, is it better to wait on an executive I hear he'd like to work with or pick now? No kidding.
Yeah.
Like, this is the thing. Like, the people who say that nobody wants to work with the Texans, now they're saying, well, he's got to weigh out what he wants to do. And he's got to make sure the situation's right for him. And he's got to make sure he wants to work with the people in the front office. No kidding. That's how that works when you decide whether to take a job or not?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. Figgy had a very similar tweet. You want me to read it for you?
Yeah, let's hear Figgy's tweet.
Figgy
had the internet going nuts yesterday.
In his Josina voice, after Adam Schefter said that the Texans are expected to pursue defensive coordinator D'Amico Ryans. Figgy, this was great. This might have been your best work. The Texans are interested in D'Amico Ryans, but interesting listening today to personnel and other people's livelihoods are impacted by this domino effect. But folks have the right to continue weighing decisions, outcome of games, and other potential jobs. That was so Josina. It's like, what are you saying? What are you doing? Oh! Oh, my gosh.
Well, the worst is when you get like a normal nugget. Like, it's almost like if... Like, I don't even know how to explain it. Like, even if you have, like, this awesome source that's telling you something, if they're not telling you anything big, it's not that big of a deal.
You don't have to tweet.
Talk to a very, very high up source, and they told me that
maybe this, maybe
D'Amico
that.
Ryans might take the Denver job, or he might take the Texans job, or he could end up back in San Francisco. Stay tuned.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Either you have something or you don't. She clearly doesn't. Now, she can be good, but man, she's been a bad role lately. Really bad. Say something. Tell me something I don't know.
Or don't say anything.
Or nothing, yeah.
You don't have to say it. It's been rough. Speaking of rough, Philadelphia 31, San Francisco 7 yesterday. San Francisco, those quarterbacks, man, bad luck with San Francisco. The quarterbacks go down. We didn't know how Brock Purdy was going to react to the atmosphere. We didn't even get a chance to find out. And after the game, the most important thing around here, Jonathan Gannon, defensive coordinator for the Philadelphia Eagles, he is out of the running for the Houston Texans gig.
This might be your last one here, because you might get the call.
No, Philly's keeping me. We're good, bad, or indifferent. I'm staying here.
Audio courtesy of Fox 29 Philly.
That was music to my ears, man. That sealed the deal for me.
You were scared of Jonathan Gannon.
I was just afraid.
You hated Jonathan Gannon.
I didn't hate Jonathan Gannon.
Why'd you hate Gannon?
Never did. I was just worried.
What did he do to you?
I never hated the man. I'm sure he's a fine man. But I was worried that kind of that PTSD, the Texans PTSD that I've talked about. I was worried something was going to happen, and we weren't going to get D'Amico. That sealed it. We're getting D'Amico. Jonathan Gannon to me was the biggest threat.
So he told you that?
He told me that.
You know that now?
I know
that. It's D'Amico.
I know it now.
Done deal.
Book it. I'm not going to report it like you did earlier.
D'Amico Ryans, head coach of the Texans. There you go.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll take it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get all the credit?
I don't need any credit. I don't sit around at the mercy of Adam Schefter and say, according to sources, after
13 minutes later.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
Yeah,
I'm not. It's not going to be that situation. D'Amico's going to be the head coach. It's going to be announced before Wednesday, probably tomorrow.
I think tomorrow.
Yeah, I think probably tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we're going to have a press conference. At that press conference, we're going to hear D'Amico Ryans and answer all the tough questions. We'll probably be on the scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's as easy as that. Nothing more, nothing less.
No. No.
It's going to be fun.
It could be.
You can wear a sports coat to the press conference?
It depends.
You can wear a fishing shirt?
No, I won't wear a fishing shirt. I'll wear a dress shirt, but I don't know if I'm going to wear a sport coat or not. It's going to be nasty weather all week. Wet, cold, yucky. But, yeah, I might. You want me to?
No, I'm just asking. This is what you're gonna
I will.
Rock, what you can rock to the D'Amico press conference.
I'm sure I'd look good, man.
No, you would.
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah.
I should rock a D'Amico jersey.
A jersey.
I forgot y'all media type. So y'all can't wear that jersey.
Talking about jersey, man. D'Amico jersey.
Y'all media types. I forgot.
Yeah. Serious journalists.
Nah, definitely not that.
Serious Jones in the building.
We're educated as such, but we are not that.
Yeah.
Promise you that.
Too educated. Wear a jersey. Gotcha.
I don't wear
jerseys. Let me quit. I was just joking.
Give me a polo. Give me a nice polo. Give me a nice Texans
polo.
Yeah. Officially licensed Nike, please. I'll rock that.
Nancy. Okay.
Yeah, I'll rock that. Just don't want to rock the jersey.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a jersey guy.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm a jersey guy. Probably wore one back in the day.
By the way, I've been rocking an NFL logo hat lately.
I like your sweat, your hoodie.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
The NFL logo hat. Tyler Milner tried to criticize the NFL logo hat.
Why?
No, I like the. I'm gonna get more.
Mm-hmm.
If Tyler says he doesn't like it, goodness, he bought the spring training cap for $40. I'm gonna be all
he
over the NFL
just
logo
about
hat
thing. He scoops up just about everything.
Yeah, I'm on it now.
Yeah,
goodness gracious.
Yeah,
he wears the BMW style baseball jersey, which is something I can't do.
BMW style.
BMW. T. Mill will be rocking that. Boy Meets World. Where you have it unbuttoned and you're walking around with like an undershirt with a jersey. Come on, what is this, Wonder Years? You're gonna talk about my NFL logo hat? And you're walking around wearing a baseball jersey, BMW style, unbuttoned with the t-shirt underneath? Come on, man.
I'm just glad you're wearing a fishing shirt today. I've got a nice impact. I'm impacting your wardrobe.
See, this is token whiting at an extreme level for me right now.
What do you mean?
Because one of the main things that token white guys do.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there's some of you out there that could admit this. Shout out to the loopholes if you listen, you are one. So, but on the Trailer Wheel and Frame text line, I want you to tell me if you are guilty as charged. 713-572-4610, because this is a token white guy activity.
Okay.
I'm rocking a fishing shirt. I don't even fish. I have a couple. I just like the look.
A lot of people
I
do
like
that.
The feel.
Yeah.
I like the fishing shirt. So yeah. I have a couple. That's token white guy.
Yeah.
The most extreme token white guy activity,
mm-hmm.
and you guys got to be honest with yourselves, is rocking the Masters hat or the Masters gear when you've never been.
That is.
It is the ultimate
yeah.
token white guy activity is rocking the Masters hat when you've never been.
I don't know if it's ultimate, but it's up there for sure. I mean, just what does it prove? I mean, when I see someone with a Masters hat, I'm like, oh, cool, he went to the Masters.
It's Masters Day.
Except maybe he didn't.
It's Masters Day.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's coming, though, by the way.
Look at
They're
me.
Already doing promos.
Wait.
April.
They still do that?
The Masters?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I thought they canceled it.
The Masters?
Yeah.
Why?
Because Tiger's not playing? They still do that?
Get out of here.
Wait, it's still there?
Yeah, it's still there.
Oh, what? Same place?
Yeah, same place. Augusta National. Yeah.
Learn something new every day.
Still there.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Cincinnati mayor wrote a check that the Bengals couldn't cash. This is what that Cincinnati mayor had to say about the Chiefs before yesterday's game.
Good afternoon, Cincinnati. I have a proclamation from the desk of the mayor. Be it proclaimed, whereas the Cincinnati Bengals are headed to Burrowhead Stadium for their second consecutive AFC Championship game. Whereas at last year's game, the Bengals scored more points than the Chiefs, resulting in a Bengals victory and a Chiefs loss. Whereas Joseph Lee Burrow, who's 3-0 against Mahomes, has been asked by officials to take a paternity test, confirming whether or not he's his father. Whereas all season long, Cincinnati has been on a path of destiny, fighting it out to overcome anyone who stands between them and a Super Bowl win. And whereas Kansas City is named after its neighboring state, which is, you know, just kind of weird. Now, therefore, I, Aftab Pierval, mayor of the city of Cincinnati, do hereby proclaim January 29th, 2023, as They Gotta Play Us Day in Cincinnati. Thank you.
Yeah, that's
come on,
pretty embarrassing.
Travis Kelce gave it to him on the podium after that, and he deserved it.
Big time.
He went rock.
Yeah,
I appreciate you. How about this beautiful trophy, huh? Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni. You gotta fight for your right to party. I knew he was gonna be up for one more of those.
There you go.
You ready for Kelce versus Kelce?
Sure.
You ready for Andy Reid versus Andy Reid, old team?
I am.
What could possibly be the third story?
The craziest fan bases in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
The Texas boys going against each other.
Two Texas quarterbacks.
Yeah. Shout out to Channel View.
Yeah, it's insane. You have two quarterbacks. It's the fourth straight Super Bowl and fifth in the last 6 years that a Texas high school product has been in the game.
Yeah.
Two of them. First time there's two African-American quarterbacks, too.
Yeah, that's going to be it. That's going to be awesome. It for sure.
I don't know why the Texas didn't get the horn, but okay.
It's a big deal, man.
Speaking of Texas, by the way, talking about my NFL logo hat.
Yeah.
The 281 says, Tyler can't talk. He wore a Whataburger hat to an Astros game because it was orange.
Oh, no, that's fine. That's fine.
Tyler dropped 35 for a Whataburger hat, bro.
Well, whatever. Maybe Tyler's...
Come on, bro.
You know, wanted a really impressive
one. Come on, bro.
Maybe he's got some bankroll, man.
You're from Texas and you like burgers?
Yeah. I don't mind that one. I don't.
Can't be making
35
fun of my
bucks?
Gear.
That's a lot for that,
you
man.
You can't be making fun of my gear when you're rocking the Whataburger hat, sir.
It's Texas. It's as Texas as the
Houston. And the BMW-style baseball jersey.
Would you rock a Bucky's hat?
Me?
Yeah, for 35 bucks?
Nah,
I'm good.
Nah, I'm okay.
But this from Texas.
Maybe Quick Trip.
I don't really stop at Bucky's as much anymore.
Quick Trip.
Yeah.
There's one on the way out in Katy. Quick Trip.
If I got time and I'm willing to mess with the line Quick on the Trip's access better. Road, fine. And it's awesome. Don't get me wrong, but yeah, I don't really Quick Trip. I don't do that as much.
By the way, a lot of Masters rockers that didn't go on the text line. Coming up, what the D'Amico Ryan's hire means. From things and in perspective of things other than football. We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, off the field, like all the stuff aside, what does a D'Amico Ryans hire mean for the Texans organization? I think season ticket sales immediately go up.
Yeah,
your phone's going to ring. There's going to be an increase. Not saying you're going to sell out every game, but it's up. It's up.
I think it changes just about everything until the season starts. Season tickets. Tailgating, energy, attention that you're going to get nationally, the draft and how that's going to play out. Everything. It's D'Amico Ryans changes the perception from all these people that thought the Texans job was not a good job, not a good destination. Boy, were they wrong. You know, we were saying the whole time, man, this might be the best job. And you know what? The best coach out there took this job. It changes everything, man.
Ticket sales, the likability. This is the first time a coach, really since Kubiak, is like 100% likable. Not that that matters. It's not the end-all, be-all. There's a lot of coaches that are jerks that can get the job done. Aligned former players with the organization. I know Dre's been around a lot, but now like full alignment, full credibility. I think this is the beginning of the McNairs kind of branching out and being accepted. Like, I don't think Cal's approval rating has ever been higher.
I agree.
I think Hannah is becoming a star of her own that people like to hear from. They like the fact that she's got a little bit more of that. She's a little bit more, vocal than Cal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's a little more direct. You know, she's not gonna get you in trouble with her.
Certainly involved.
She's gonna speak. And I think just the overall vibe, the overall scene, the overall mood increases with D'Amico Ryans. I think the overall the fans and I think the players are going to be bought into this.
Players and former players and free agents. And that's a very key element. I mean, last 2 years, anytime they would sign a free agent, you know, unless it was – and it was very, very rare – a longer-term contract, it was obvious what they were doing. They were just guys trying to cash another check. Trying to fill the roster, try to be a little competitive. That's not the case anymore. You're going to get guys here that want to be here and want to be here for more than just a year or two.
Yeah, like all things equal, there could be a situation where someone wants to come and play for D'Amico because he really touches like it's every layer that really kind of does matter.
Mm-hmm.
He touches the current players because the current players like him. He touches the generation of players that are coaches currently. They got respect for him. And then he has all these other connections that he has with like mentors that think the world of him, whether it's Kyle Shanahan, whether it's Robert Saleh, whether it's Gary Kubiak, all these guys like think that, so you're a respected organization, and it's now a situation where the craziest thing is for me is it's one thing for them to make the hire and you say, okay, they did the right thing. The process was nice. And by the way, it's not official. It's going to be official soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's one thing to do that. But when you take a step back and you see that Indianapolis is looking like a joke.
They're the Texans this year.
Denver made such a bad trade that, you know, they can't even get a coach despite the fact that you thought that, like, in any other situation, like, Denver is like the ideal destination. It's crazy because there was never a time when I thought the Texans were going to get the top candidate that a lot of people wanted. B, that they were going to function at the level in which they functioned at in order to make that happen. And C, that I'd be able to step back, take my eyes off my own paper and say, damn, look at those other two dumpster fires going on right now.
Right. And, you know, you talk about the division alone. Obviously, Jacksonville did so well, and they're going to get better. We know what the Tennessee Titans are. Might have some quarterback issues, but they're well coached, and they have Derrick Henry, et cetera. But aren't the Texans being looked at in the division now more as a legitimate threat? Maybe not in 2023, but like the whole Figgy, I'm going to keep my eye on the Texans kind of thing. Like, I think it's causing like some ripples, you know, around the league and certainly in the division, just like, oh, wow, they got DeMeco after all. Oh, wow, they got the number two pick and all these other picks. I think there's a true sort of, you know, talk about things that have changed, just the way they're looked at in their own division has changed.
And, I mean, does that equate to more wins? Does it really matter? No. But, I mean, you winning an offseason, winning a press conference, winning, you know, the popular vote, It in the big scheme of things, like, we might look back at this a year from now and say, damn, that really didn't mean a damn thing. Mm-hmm. This is a disaster. DeMeco doesn't know what he's doing on game day. DeMeco, you know, he doesn't know how to handle his challenges. He doesn't know how to do all this stuff. Man, this defense is bad. It could happen. But when's the last time that's happened with them? When they traded up for Deshaun Watson? I mean, when is the last time that it's actually happened where they've won, they've done something like this? They saved face with Lovie Smith last year,
mm-hmm.
and in the press conference felt right. None of us were saying this is the best hire you could possibly get. It was, of all, like, in their situation, yeah, they might have saved face, but
they did the best they could with a bad thing.
But in this situation, it just seems right. It's a home run hire. It's a home run hire. It would have been a home run hire in Denver. It's a home run hire here.
It's a home run hire anywhere. And I think even you mentioned the, like, what if he has bad clock management or using timeouts or whatever. I think he's got so much more, like, built-in equity that even that is not going to – yeah, you're going to hear some, but even that is not going to be, like, the complete throw your hands up that we've seen in the last 2 years. You know, he's not going to be goofy. He's not going to, you know, be, you know, I guess gruff like Lovie Smith. I think a lot of fans are going to be able to, you know, just kind of have some confidence in him.
Yeah,
they have some confidence.
You're growing with him. Yeah. You know, it's not a finished product. It's not a guy on his third stop that no one else was going to hire him. It's not a guy that was a receiver coach for 25 years that, you know, is coming in here and taking one of 32. You're going to grow with him.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a time where, you know, the challenge flag doesn't come out or the clock management isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
But you're basically sitting here and as the next step in the rebuild begins, you're growing with DeMeco Ryans. Larry in Stafford, what's up? Go ahead.
What's going on, Landry Lopez? Look here. Let me get to it, man. First of all, before I get to DeMeco, y'all need to quit dancing around all this why everybody like Hannah. Y'all know why everybody like Hannah. They thinking they ain't undressed her with her mind, with their minds, man. She, you know, she a good looking lady and, she has them assets. So that's why everybody look. And the fact that she's over there with Cal and got Cal ass wearing pinky rings and everything, that just makes her even nicer on everybody's plate, dog. That's what that's about, man. She a good looking lady and she has some intelligence and she ain't changed old Cal ass. So that's why everybody on that Hannah McNatt thing, man. But then let me get to DeMeco. This hire here there's no question this is probably the best thing that has happened to the Texans since maybe Bob McNair won the rights from L.A. And let me explain to you why. If Nick Caserio ass had a bench Brandon Cooks, Jordan Akins, Laramie Tunsil, or Titus Howard, and all them other dudes, instead of taking our ass up to Indianapolis and winning that game, the Texans would have hit the trifecta. They would have had the draft under control. They would have hired the best head coach. And they would have probably got the best quarterback in the draft without having to go through all these other changes. This is what this franchise has been needing for the last 3 years. What Cal McNair and Hannah McNair have hit upon, we have found our Mike Tomlin. And if you don't understand what that means, the Texans have decided, if they haven't, they should have stopped following that New England Patriot way and start figuring out how to get some longevity like them Steelers got with Tomlin. You can grow with DeMeco being 38 years old. You can watch him develop and go through the changes where he's going to have some players that are going to want to come in and he can coach them up instead of whatever the hell that was Lovie, Pep, and Cully was doing. This city needed a joke on their football fandom because we have been sitting here suffering for the last 8 years under this curmudgeon Bill O'Brien, this jackass Jack used to be, this I don't know what kind of high school coach they had in David Culley, and then Lovie Smith deciding that he was going to continue to play the football the way Lovie Smith had played football back in the 90s. Now that you can get a DeMeco over there, you get some young, fresh, energetic coaches over there that can come in here and right this ship. And first thing that I'm looking at in terms of what DeMeco is going to bring, he's bringing that fire that we know that he had when he played. It has less to do with him playing for the Texans to me. He is a damn good football coach. And the people in Philadelphia love him. The people in Texas damn sure love him. And it was time for Cal McNair and them to do the right thing. And I'm excited. This is the first time I've been excited about the Texans really in 3 years, because it's been misery for me. And I don't give a damn if y'all like it or not. It was miserable watching that mess over there. But now, your boy going to go ahead and pull back out that yak cup and get his ass back in the lot and do his thing and I'll holler.
There you go. You don't think it's been miserable for us. We've been along for the ride, but dang it, son. Yeah. Feels yeah. good. It's a hell of a week.
It's a different world we're living in now if you're a Texan fan.
Meanwhile, we got to give you an update on some other things going on, because if you think things are good here, they are getting weird in other places. The final countdown towards the potential, inevitable hiring of DeMeco Ryans continues next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
That's weak.
Stinking genius here, baby.
Weak.
Stinking genius in the house.
What y'all in there arguing about, man?
Weak sauce.
I told him last week, I don't get credit when I'm right.
Yeah, not this time.
Hey, I'm wrong a lot. I'll take it on the chin when I'm wrong. I'll take it. I'm not Ben Albright, not one of these media types that says certain stuff. Hey, I'm wrong a lot. But I told you last week, I said, Lopez, mm-hmm. Figgy, I said, Eagles are going to wear down the 49ers. They're going to take a double-digit lead, and they're never going to look back, because the San Francisco 49ers at the quarterback position will not be able to get the job done. And I'll be damned, it happened.
That's the weakest thing I've ever heard. Basically,
it happened. Whether it was Purdy, Josh Johnson, Christian McCaffrey, it doesn't matter.
You're talking trash.
Check, it doesn't matter.
About a team that had to play 10 on 11.
Hey, what does Ndamukong Suh do? He hurts quarterbacks, man. It's always a possibility.
That was Sue.
What was? Would you be ticked off? I want to ask fans this. Mm-hmm. Final stretch. By the way, DeMeco Ryan's going to be head coach of the Houston Texans. Not official yet. It'll be official tomorrow, no later than Wednesday. Rap is saying it as well. We're telling you, there's going to be a press conference. We're going to be there. It's going to be fun. It'll be this week. How would you feel if Jimmy Garoppolo were your quarterback and he were on the sidelines laughing during that thing? I don't care.
At
what
least
he's laughing
twice.
About. Yeah, I don't know what he's laughing about. I don't know, but like, just as from like a perspective, like how annoyed would you be by that?
I would be annoyed because of the second time. I get, you know, sometimes, even when you're losing by 3 touchdowns, you know, somebody says something funny, you laugh, you get caught on camera. I get it.
And I don't know.
It happened. Then it happened again, maybe a third time, but I saw 2 for sure. I'm like, this is going to be a bad.
Yeah, he was laughing his ass off.
It's going to be a bad.
I wanted to know what was funny.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I would have to put, what are those masks called? Like those full, like.
Like a gas mask?
Weather masks, like those ones that go over your head and your face and all that.
Mm-hmm. The poo-shiesty mask.
If something was that funny for me, I'm going to have to put one of those on. Because I'm not.
It was a bad
look. I don't want you to catch me laughing.
It was absolutely a bad look for him, because I was like, okay, the first one you get a pass. After that, I don't know. And plus the whole Garoppolo story doesn't add to it.
49ers pissed.
Yeah, they
fans
should be.
Fans upset at Jimmy G.
They should
old
be.
Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Giggly Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Giggly Jimmy. He was cracking up.
Yeah. Yeah. He absolutely was, and it was a bad look for him.
Fans mad about him.
Let me ask you something, though, real quick.
Okay.
Is Sho going to accept this win as legitimate?
Which one?
The Chiefs.
He already did.
Gutsy performance by Patrick Mahomes. Got to give him that, but yeah.
God, I heard y'all in here crying. being the officiating guys.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Don't act like you wouldn't be on the other side if it happened to you.
Okay.
It has. Tom Brady has passed the torch to Patrick Mahomes as the guy who the refs cheat for.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
But it did happen to him. That's what happened. With Brady, it happened too.
Didn't happen. No,
the Chiefs should have beat the Patriots that one year. That was cheating.
No, they didn't cheat. They shouldn't have. D Ford's dumbass was offsides. but that roughing the passer was bad. It's the quarterback. You know what happens. There are plenty of ways the Chiefs should have won that game, and plenty of ways the Cincinnati Bengals should have won the game yesterday. You can call, Astros fans should understand this. Like, when you are a great team and you are in dynasty territory, like,
wait, what?
People, when you're a great team.
In what territory?
In dynasty territory.
Oh, wow.
Dynasty territory. They win two Super Bowls and go to five straight AFC championship games, right? I'm loving this. Right?
I am happy for you. I was just tweaking dynasty. You.
No, I just hear the crying and complaining about the officials. Oh, they
our analysis, the real good, in-depth, smart analysis on officiating that was vastly one-sided.
It was one-sided, that's right. Yeah, in the AFC championship game, they called a taunting penalty on the right tackle that took him out of field goal range. That was just stupid as hell.
What the hell was he doing?
He's crying.
He looked like he was trying to fly.
Yeah. and that's a taunting.
You know what he looked like? If you ever look back, he looked like Chad Pennington. When Chad Pennington used to come out the tunnel, he would come out and he would try to pump up the crowd and be like.
All I know is those officials should have got their asses out there and stopped Chris Jones. They should have. That could have won.
That's where we're going now.
No, those officials.
They don't tackle.
The way they caused Joe Burrow to throw those interceptions and cheated that game away. That's where those officials, they couldn't beat four rookies. They couldn't beat four rookies in the secondary with Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Nobody's over 100 yards. That's what caused it.
This is exactly how I wanted it to play out.
I'm just saying, you're Astros fans. Man. When you're at the top of the mountain, you hear all I heard in Philly, oh, it was up. They were squeezing Zach Wheeler. Oh, the Yankees fans, oh, they're cheating. They want the Astros. This is what happens when you're a great team.
I thought the Royal Rumble was on Saturday. That left tackle and that right guard on that Mahomes play. Good Lord.
Yeah, I know it. That's how you saw it. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
You ever seen a block in the back?
Yeah, okay.
Have you seen two?
That's the same play? Yeah. They want the Chiefs to win. It's it. It's all right. I'm sorry that you all are hurt for it. I know Max Sharping tackled Chris Jones every time he grabbed him. They didn't call a flag every time there. I know Frank Clark got held in the middle of the field. Listen, who cares about fishing? I know you just saw it one side. But Arrowhead Stadium, I believe is what it's called, what happened, man? But yeah, it's officials. We'll take it.
All right. Yep. All right.
Asterisk.
Yeah,
there you go. That's what it was. Damn, Joe. Those officials that helped you in that interception. You threw two
Clint?
Interceptions.
Hey, your thoughts?
In the game.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the refs got in the way of both games.
They did.
Being completely honest, they were way too involved, and from whether it was penalties or holding the snap when stuff was going on. I thought they were just noticed way too often, in my opinion.
Man, you got to give Sirianni credit, though. The Eagles ran that play quick on that Smith kick.
God, yeah, we were just talking about that.
Man, that was impressive.
Smith.
It was Smith.
He was the one giving the sign. Let it be known.
He came up. Pumping those fists together.
Somebody should have fell on the ground with an injury. Like, somebody should have. Yeah.
It baffles me like that, and then the ball hitting the wire.
That was clear, too.
I mean, that clearly hit something.
They changed directions.
But either way, not to have the ability to figure that out, and it can change. That swung field position 20-plus yards, possibly. Maybe even more.
I've seen the ball hit the wire a couple times in college, and then just nothing happens. It's
just
like, those cameras are close as F.
Yeah, it's crazy it didn't happen more often. Yeah.
When that happened, were the 49ers able to throw yet? Had they stopped being able to throw the football at that time yet?
That was an awful game.
I felt bad.
Yeah. You're playing 10 on 11, yeah, man.
And then in that Chiefs game, that third down situation, which ended up, I guess it did hurt them because on the sack they had pass interference. But the whole, that whole deal of third and 90, throws a 5-yard pass, punt team's on the field. Oh, no, let's run the offense.
Yeah. That was frustrating. That was, mm-hmm. I could see they were frustrating. The guy clearly was running on the field. I don't know why they just didn't stop it. He should have thrown himself in front of somebody.
That's one of those where, like, I would not be, there's several reasons I wouldn't be a good coach, but that's one of them is I would go sit on the logo at midfield and be like, you're not just going to run another play while I'm over here just steaming.
I'd throw all my stuff on the field.
I'd get kicked out. Yeah. I mean, Pat Mahomes, third and 9, he gets it to Kelsey and you get him off the field in that situation.
Yeah.
I'd be damned.
And that's what I felt. I was like, I'm glad it didn't hurt. They end up punting.
Right.
You know, I was glad it didn't hurt.
And then they brought the long view out of Trent Williams.
Yeah, they did.
That Longview was out. He was
throwing
ready.
People around.
How about that?
He was ready to go.
That was building up.
Yeah.
That quarter. He had it.
D'Amico Day, fellas. What do you guys got coming up?
No, man. I there's a lot. Boy, isn't this the perfect storm? It feels like
absolutely
the perfect storm for the Texans. That the number one, right now, if Sean Payton doesn't take a job, which it seems like he's not, the number one candidate happens to have such a connection with the Texans that you get to be right there to scoop him up.
He's bringing more than what made him the number one candidate. He's bringing everything else, the connections to Houston, the relationships, the familiarity, the buzz, the PR. He's the number one candidate. He had nothing to do with Houston.
Yeah, I think, and it's a no-brainer. When you add that part of it you just mentioned into Houston, I think it's he's got to be the number one candidate for them, right? I mean, at this point in time, lot of potential in the coaching staff. I think we got some different guys we'll cuss and discuss there. And Stetson Bennett, my boy Stets, man.
Whew.
Had one of them Dallas nights.
Shocker.
Had one of them Dallas nights, brother. I had a few. We'll talk about that.
You ever get tackled on the concrete?
No, my
ass. He did.
You ever seen me run, Chief? No, it wasn't him. That was Baker Mayfield in Fayetteville. Somebody's messing with you.
Oh, okay. I just saw it right before the show. I told us that. I think he got tackled before on the concrete.
I'm pretty sure that's the Baker Mayfield Fayetteville.
It probably is. Like, somebody, as we were walking in, I'm like, man.
Yeah. And somebody put his name on that one. He was, supposedly he was knocking on the door and cops got called and they scooped him up.
Yeah.
Hey, forgot his VRBO address, man. Knew what street, didn't know the address.
Hey. Happens. All right, fellas, looking forward to it.
Yes, sir.
Sean Payton in that orange tie yesterday. You ain't fooling no one either, sir.
No.
Goodness gracious, man. Well, Sean trying to get back in the mix. The countdown to the D'Amico hiring becoming official is upon us. Good time to be alive. Good vibes all around. Press conference likely this week. John McClain tomorrow. Michael Jenkins tomorrow. Maybe some other surprises. Stay tuned. Download that Odyssey app. Go old school if you need to. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best in the world at what he do, I'm Landry Locker. This has been another edition of In the Loop. Mañana, 10 a.m., but in the meantime, it is time for the drive.
Thank you, Figgy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.